Okay, now let's move on. We are in the midst of our series called What to Do When You Do Not Know What to Do. I really like the way Pastor Dr. Alex said it. So if you do not know what to do, just do what you know. All right, now that's where the Bible comes in and help us, okay, to do what we ought to do, okay, according to the Word of God. Now, so with that, we have done six parts. Okay, we're going to go to the second six parts today. I'm going to talk about friends. So with that, what is wisdom? Okay, today, as you remind all of us, wisdom is ability to apply what you know, okay, and to live how you should in everyday life. Okay, best, okay, if you know God's principle, God's perspective. Amen? Now, just a bit of test. Now, I introduce you the word wisdom in Hebrew. Anybody remember that? Chokma. Okay, all right. Can give you lunch. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. And a too nice dinner. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, now, let's move on. Huh? So, with that, in our series, we are saying that wisdom, okay, the way we say it is to know what to do when you do not know what to do. Now, today I'm going to talk about friendship. How many of you have friends? All right. Not many hands. How many of you do not have friends? Okay, turn to your neighbor and say, I can be your friend. Suddenly few for you, you didn't raise your hand. So like you don't have friend like that. Okay, now, so we talk about friends. I'll give you a couple of stories. Okay, like now, many years ago, I visited an uncle, okay, quite an elderly uncle. He was hospitalized in Penang GH. So I went to see him, knowing him as a plumber. So I went to visit him and asked, hey, uncle, how are you doing? And all those, hey, uncle, try to start a conversation with this uncle and say that, how many years have you been working in this field as a plumber? So he said, he suddenly started talking, you know, I started in Johor and all those, all the way, sitting down hearing the story all the way up to Penang, right? His story started in Johor. Okay. I say, uncle, you must have met many friends. Now, this is what he said. Yes, many friends. Some good ones, some bad ones. So sometimes we think about it, right? Of course, we don't need an uncle, to tell us you have good friends and bad friends. True? Now, another story I can recall was each time, okay, when I do a session with young people, especially talk about friends, and I'll give out survey, okay, I want y'all to write down, why are you in school? Why do you come to school? What is it for? You get what was the answer? Let's say I've added 30 crowd, 50 crowd, whatever. The answers I came back, and I sort it out. What is the number one answer? Friends. Young people today, they don't go to school to study anymore. They go there because friends. You come to school? Okay, I come. Whether their friends are actually doing something together or doing something good or not doesn't matter. Okay, whether they want to study or not doesn't matter. That is the route they are going through. Now, parents, you now start thinking, why my children don't want to go to school, want to go to school? Okay, all that. Now, today we're going to look at a couple of verses from the book of Proverbs, and let's learn, okay, how, okay, to cultivate real friendship. Okay, first one, Proverbs 27 verse 19 says, as in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. Okay, what does that mean? The Living Bible puts it a very interesting way. It says that, okay, a mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kind of friends he chooses. Wow. In other words, your type or that kind also reflect the friends that you have. Okay? And also, the kind of friends that you have also reflect who you are. You know, indirectly. Okay, he's saying that. Okay, let us pray. Father God, I want to commit all of us into your hands as we go through, okay, this series of what to do when we do not know what to do as we talk about friendship. Help us, oh God, to see the light, okay, that you have in this book of Proverbs as we glean through wisdom, okay, from King Solomon. I give thanks once again in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. Now, who are your friends? No, I wish I can do this activity, give you a paper and write down top three kind of friends that you look for. Huh? Number one, pastor. Two, pastor. Three, pastor. Like that. Okay. Okay, now. Now, look at this. I searched some of those funny... but it's true, right? Who are your friends? You have the good friend, okay, the slower friend, okay, now what? The lazy one, the funny one, and all those. Okay, you name it. It's there, all right? Now, look at another one. Type of friends. Eat healthy one. Anyone? You have friends? Eat healthy? Okay, everything has got healthy, super fit, laugh at your own jokes. Anyone laugh at your own jokes? Oh, yeah, all right. Cry on. Okay, now. While the child plans everything, either sleep for 15 hours, always busy, never there, takes care of everyone, works too hard, hold someone. Okay, somehow in your clique, in all those, you find someone like that. Right? Now, something wrong already. Okay, now let's move on. This one probably is for now. Okay, the generation today. All right, you'll find someone that is Instagrammer. Correct? I just came to know in our midst there's a King Insta sitting at the back. Okay, over there. All right, now. You wonder who is that? I was told, Pastor, get him. He's the king. You know, he's the king. I say, okay, man. All right, now. The other one, low cost. Everything you want to do, anything, this person will be the right person to get. Hotel is the lowest that you can get, car, transport, everything. You'll find someone like that. Okay, you have someone who is smart one. Okay, you know, in our midst, we have someone smart one, correct? And in the midst also, we have someone, let's go vegan. All right, okay. And someone who prepare all the guide and so on. Somehow in your group, you have someone like that, amen? So when you search, wow, there are tons of stories, okay, in the Google world. All right, now, let me say that everyone wants friend. And everyone needs one as well. Okay, if you do not know. Okay, now, I mean, who wants to live a lonely life? Do you know that loneliness is rampant in our society today? That is where social media is doing so well. Alone by alone, right? Social media, okay? Now, everybody needs friend. Now, do you know that is also God's plan for each and every one of you? When you look through the Bible, all the icons in the Bible, every character in the Bible, somehow they are friends. Okay, Moses has Aaron, David has Jonathan, Naomi has Ruth, Paul has Barnabas, Jesus had disciple, and especially Peter, all right? And when you look around, every one of you want to sit with your friend, correct? So now it's in this arrangement, I cannot sit with you. So I also told the archer, okay, if boyfriend, girlfriend, you all got to be wise to sit together, all right? After they check your address, not the same address. Okay, now. Even Lone Ranger, we don't watch that anymore. He has? Oh, wow, live in my time one, okay. Batman has? Iron Man has? Pepper, okay now. So when God made the world, when you go back to the Genesis, day one, day two, day three, God said when he made the world, right? The first day he says, let there be light, or let there be food. Ooh. Oh, no people here, who's going to eat them? Okay, okay now. So when he do day one, day two, day three, you know, the land and the waters and the day and the night and all those, he said it was good. But he made man on the sixth day. And God says that what? It's not good to be man. It's not good. He said not good to be man alone. So when God created me and female, he says, very good. Can you see God in his design? That everyone, okay, has a companion, okay? With that, we are saying that in this Proverbs 27:19, okay, what he is really like is shown by the kind of friends he chooses. So friendship is not accidental. Suddenly become friend. I mean, you might have stories like that, but it happened in certain ways that you become friends. But how many of you know, or is it true that you can make bad choices, okay, in friends and then allow them to harm you? Something to think about, right? Have you ever seen anyone waste their life because they chose the wrong group of friends? Yeah. Bible talks about bad company corrupts good character. But the truth is God cares about the kind of friends, okay, that you have. God wants you to have good friends, okay? But how? So that's where today we're going to look at, okay, how to cultivate real friendship. And we'll explore a bit more, okay, verses from the book of Proverbs. And we can pick up, okay, lessons, okay, from this treasure box of King Solomon, okay. And all those who are looking for boyfriend, girlfriend, okay. Okay, very quiet now. Okay, today I want to share 5 marks, okay, of a real friendship. And these are also keys, okay, for great marriages. So many times when I preach a wedding message, most of them, these are the keys. All right, number one, what do you think? Committed. If you want to have a friend, make sure you're committed. Okay, committed. Look at Proverbs 18:24. Okay, it says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Okay, the Living Bible says, there are friends who pretend to be friends. You have friends like that? Okay. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. What kind of friends do you want? You want a friend that sticks closer than a brother? Now, in my life, I thank God for friends, okay, that I have. You know, there's one during my varsity days. This friend that of mine that I have, we were so close. We are like David and Jonathan. So he's David, I'm Jonathan. Okay, by the way, his name is not David. But we come to a place that he cared for me so much. All right, I was in need. I was money not enough. Not only money, not really no money. All right, his parents came and visit him and brought him all the supplies. When the parents left, he asked me to come. He opened up his cupboard. He said, GP, you see? Anytime. All right. Then I have to work. Transport was difficult. All right, that time was yellow bus. You know what's yellow bus? Okay. Either you get it in 5-10 minutes or get it in 1 hour. And those days, I tried to earn a living by, get pocket money and all those to pay for my fees and all those. He came to know all that because the second year came in, the father gave him a motorcycle. Honda 50, man. Okay. Then he said this. He said, GP, I just duplicated 2 keys. One for you, one for me. Yes, extra key, lah. So that means he showed me 2 keys. One for me, one for me. He said, at any time, just use it. What a friend in Jesus. Wonderful. All right. Now, I just look up. There are different levels of friendship. Okay. There are acquaintances, casual friends, close friends, intimate friends. This one we need to do workshop one. Okay. All right. Now, but in short, right, I'll look at probably 5. There are a lot of strangers. That's where you say, I don't know you. Strangers, I don't know you. Acquaintances, I know of you, heard something about you, all right? I know of you. Then you have casual friends. Oh, I know you. Then you have close friend. You really understand this friend. You know the color, favorite, birthday, all you know, all right? Okay, now, intimate friends. When you come to that level, I am committed to you. Make sure that is your spouse. True or not? Make sure that's your spouse, all right? Sometimes I think about wedding, right? I mean, those days, young lah, I also don't know much about how to phrase words and things like that. So I try to think back, yeah, married me once again. I married my best friend. Wow. Okay, all right, let's move on. Now, do you know that you cannot be committed to everyone and everybody? So when you look at this, if you draw a circle, stranger is the biggest circle. True, it can be 7 million strangers. But as you draw that circle, the circle is getting smaller and smaller. And when it comes to things that I committed to you, it's a smaller circle. Right? And that is a fact of our life. Now, do you know that you can be popular and yet do not have any close friend? Right? Now, do you know that your social life can prevent you from having any deep relationship? Your social life was so rampant and all those, you never built a close relationship. Okay, popular. But if you want real friends, you need to be committed. And those are very few. Okay, by hands that you can count. You can meet thousands of people. But sometimes you just need one real friend. And that makes a lot of difference. Okay, all right now. So I'm saying that that better be your spouse right now. Now, if there's any boyfriend, girlfriend here, normally I'll ask this question. Why this girl? Why this guy? Why not the other one? Why not this? Of all everybody in this world, why is she? Why is her? You better give me a good answer. When? Okay, now let's move on. Huh? Okay, now. Proverbs 18:24. Some friends do not last, but some friends are more loyal than brothers. It's the same words, but of different version. So if you have this version, I want you to circle the word loyal. Loyal means committed. You know, the friends, some friends that you have, they just pump Shell, or they just pump Petronas, okay? Or they just pump what? BP, okay, I don't know. So wherever you travel, if yours is Petronas, you must, you pass by Petron, you pass by, oh, you're not going to pump at all, you know? You want to reach, until you reach Petronas, even it's ding, 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 you still want that one, all right? You're so committed. Wow. In the recent movie Mulan, I don't know how many of you watch The Sword. There's three characters there. Number one, oh, didn't watch it. Lawyer. Two, brave. Three, truth. The word lawyer is there. Yes, so committed. So how many committed friends do you have? That's a question to ask you all, all right? More importantly, who are you committed to and whether they know that you're committed, okay, to them. And by knowing, you need to verbalize it. You need to. Nobody knows. All right. So something that you, for you to think about, 1 to 10, are you a committed friend? Okay. Next one. Considerate. What is considerate? Considerate means you care. You care about the feelings, the values, okay, the belief, the interest, even hurts, and you must also, you also easy, okay, to forgive. And also to receive forgiveness. Proverbs 19:22, the Living Bible says, kindness makes a man attractive. Oh, and it is better to be poor than dishonest. Man, every man here, you want to attract someone? Oy. The secret is, be kind. Are you considerate? Those looking for girlfriend, this is the key, be kind. Boyfriend is the same, all right? As all the more if you are a spouse, okay, husband and wife, be kind one another. On the other hand, if you want to know your friends, whether they are kind or not, you simply make a mistake and see what they say. If they're going to say things going to hurt you, why are you so stupid one? Why you do like that? I told you so many times already. Okay, you can watch out. I told you, why you so dumb? Proverbs 17 verse 9 says, love forgets mistakes, nagging about them past the best of friends. Wow. If you have friends that forget everything you have done, you're like, wow. Okay? Care about you. Not, good news version says, if you want people like to like you, forgive them when they wrong you. Remember, wrongs can break up friendship. If you keep on remembering the mistakes, your relationship cannot go far. All right. So, how to be considerate? Think about this. Treat people the way you want to be treated. If you want to be served, what do? Serve others. Serve them. Okay. If you want people to be kind to you, be kind to others. Okay. If you want to be care for others as well. So, rate among yourself. All right. How considerate you are. Are you able to feel the friend you feel? Are you able to feel the hurt they feel or things that they go through? Okay, the key is still kindness. Okay, that's now. Number three, confidential. Today I'm going to give you a lot of C. Okay, C. Committed, confidential. Okay, committed. All right, now. You must be confidential. What does that mean? Proverbs. Wrong reference. This should be Proverbs 11, verse 13. That says, a gossip goes around that secrets. But those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. How do you like a friend that gossip about you? How do you like a friend that give away your secret? If you have friends like that, you no need enemy. True or not? Okay. Tell your neighbor, Pastor's not talking about you. Okay. So with that, you probably, in all of social media, I'm friend. So how do you destroy friendship? Or what is the quickest way, okay, to describe relationship? Gossip. Right? Proverbs 18:8 says, the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Recently, we are given very delicious bread. Our friend eat one after another. So nice. I also like it so much. I'm a bread person. I also like it so much. But here says gossip is so tasty. How we love to swallow it. When you hear gossip, let's sit down. Let's talk. Oh, gossip service. Surely, full attendance. Now, what the Bible says, gossip destroy, okay, or break up friendship. Proverbs 16:28. Gossip is spread by wicked people. They stir up trouble and break up friendship. You know, there are three friends. These three friends went out for fishing and they said to one another, hey, why not let us share our biggest sin? The first one said this, my problem is greed. I have a love and lust for money. Second one said this, my problem is greed, you know, it's lust. I can't keep my eyes off of all other women. You guess what the third man said, the third friend. The third guy said, my problem is gossip. I can't get back now and tell everybody. A true friend is committed, considerate, confidential. And every of that, I want you to assess, are you a good friend? All right, now, number four, constructive. What do I mean? It means whether you're honest, whether you are a friend that build up others or you tear down people. Proverbs 27, verse 5 and 6. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Watch out when people kiss you. Good News Translation says, better to correct someone openly than to let him think you don't care for him at all. Friends mean well. Even when they hurt you, but when an enemy put his arm around your shoulder, watch out. Right? So, a friend who is constructive, is open, is honest, and constructive. Okay? A one that's able to tell you the truth, nothing but the truth, even when it is painful. When you come to your buddy, you say, I really need to tell you this, you're going to be hurt. It will hurt you, you're going to hurt me. A friend that is constructive will come to you and share that. Alright? Proverbs 24, verse 6, 26, Good News Translation says, an honest answer is a sign of true friendship. Okay, sometimes in the level of relationship, sometimes you just don't know, okay, whether a person can take it. We are Asian in the sense that whenever we want to talk to somebody or say something, well, we process through again and again, whether I said this will offend this person or not, whether this person can take it or not, you know. Sometimes we hold back so much. Friends, in every relationship, we got to mature, okay? We got to grow, okay, in our relationship. The truth with this, a good friend will compliment you in public, but a good friend will also correct you in private. If you want to correct or rebuke a person, in your capacity, you must also willing, okay, to be corrected, okay, or to be rebuked. Okay, you can't go on rebuke everybody, but you don't want to be rebuked. So a true friend is constructive. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Okay, not there. Ah, yes. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. All right, in other words, okay, in Good News Translation says, people learn from one another just as iron sharpens iron. Have you seen the butcher sharpen his knife? You know, I went to Subway. I see that the one cutting the bread. Besides asking about the bread, I see two pisau ada apa lah. Do you sell that knife cutting your bread? I see they cut the bread so easy, you know. How many of you try to cut bread? After you make the bread, after you cut the bread, become roti canai. Okay, right? You got to have the right knife, okay, to cut. Right? Now, do you know that friends have great influence? Every one of us somehow influence somebody. Okay, so that is important if you do not know. Because in whatever you say, whatever you act, you are shaping as someone that you contact with, whether good or bad. So you either build someone or you tear down someone. It's either you heal someone or you hurt someone. Friends, all right? Now, let me say, be a good friend that is constructive. What does that mean? Is that you shape, okay, the good of others. All right? Now, what is the real test of friendship? Is when you see your friend having success. Are you constructive? When you see your friend buying new car, what is your feeling? When you see your friend's business doing well, how do you feel? Are you going to be jealous? Or in the working place, you see your friend having promotion and you do not. What is your feeling? Are you jealous? Watch out. If you learn to get excited about other people's successes, friends, you have all the friends in the world. Because you know how to celebrate for them. Amen? Last one. You must be consistent. You cannot be one day friend, tomorrow no more friend. Okay, so you got to be consistent. In other words, are you loyal? Are you dependable? Are you reliable? Proverbs 17:17 says this, a friend loves at all time and a brother is born forever city. At all times. Loyal. A friend is loyal and a brother is born to help in time of need. So this last key is consistent. Inconsistency destroys friendship. So a friendship, a true friend is like someone that you can count on. 1, 2, 3, you can count on me. Okay. A true friend is in that corner when you are being cornered. A true friend will see you through. Not someone see that you already through. Okay, no. A true friend walks in when everybody walks out. A friend who is consistent, who stay. In other words, a true friend also biased, all right, in the sense. All right. So in other words, they stand with you through thick and thin. That's what it means to be a friend. It says all times. All times and loyal. What does that mean? Even when it's inconvenient. 1 a.m. he's calling you. Will you be there? Even when you see that they don't deserve it, even it's going to cost you a great cost. Will you be there? And what kills friendship? Consistent, huh? We're talking about consistent. What kills friendship? When your answer is always busy, busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. Okay, if your answer is always busy for even your close friend, that means you are no friend. In other words, you don't even have time. I would think that you don't even have time for your own spouse and also your own family. And worse, for me, I was thinking that maybe you also don't have time for life group, even for God. But time comes from God. So that's where we did one, how to manage your time. So as I end, okay, talking about friendship, do you know church is the best place to find friendship? When I look back in my life, I found my wife in church. I married in church. I registered in church. My children born in church. Born in hospital. Born in hospital. Grow them, okay, in church. Make sure that, okay, they know what church is all about. Okay. I want every of my children will know their spouse through church. Yes. Right? So what makes a true friend? And probably this one, I didn't say much, but in the youth group, youth camp, all those, I say that time is coming up. For those singles, you are looking, okay, for a life partner. I have these 4 3 C's, plus 1 small C. Okay. Many times people fall in love because of chemistry. Dun, 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 dun. Wow, so pretty, so beautiful, so handsome. Tall, dark, handsome. Ooh, okay. You go back. Quickly go to Ubiso, Lubiso, buy a soft toy, go back, ha ha ha, okay, chemistry. The second one, you must also know a person of good character. Okay, another C is this person is a Christian, a believer. And that's very important. Because many times we start with chemistry, not knowing the character and not knowing whether this person loves Christ or not. Right? It should be the other way. Find someone who loves Christ, of a good character. Chemistry can come later. Because we can help you spark off. We have many experience, okay? Yeah, okay, all right, help you. But if you know your sense of calling, that's your 4C. Have you know of one that loves Christ, of good character, chemistry come, but you must also know your calling. Amen? All right, so we're going to pray. Now, with all this as we review, accountability, true friendship. Do you know this speak about Jesus? Jesus is committed to you. He went all the way to the cross. He didn't say halfway, then he chabot. No, no, he's committed all the way. Jesus is considerate. He knows your feeling. He understands every of your hurts. Jesus is confidential. He knows every of your secret. And he tells you the truth, nothing but the truth. And the truth sets you free. Jesus is also constructive. He builds you up, not tear you down. Jesus is also consistent. He says, from beginning to the end, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Jesus is the best friend. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you that we lean through some the verses from the book of Proverbs. Help us, Father, to cultivate real friendship. And I pray for each and everyone here. Father, some are seeking for a life partner. Some are seeking for a good friend. Father, whichever, Lord, that we are in this juncture, I pray, Father, that we will cling on to the principles that God has given us. When we look at our friend, how should we? And how we should influence others as well. Father, I thank you that Jesus has shown us the way that you are committed, you are considerate, you are confidential, you are constructive and consistent. What a friend we have in Jesus. And you say, Lord, when we are faithless, you are faithful, for you cannot deny yourself. Father, I commit all of us into your hands. I want to give thanks, O God, Lord, that we are found in your house. Father, that we continue to develop this friendship that we have. All the moral God, as we develop friendship among one another, we also choose, O God, to honor you. And that friendship that we develop with friends and other friends, that we also share, the love of the Father, and that we continue to make disciples. You know, for those who are here and yet to know Christ, and all those who are watching this morning, probably you're searching for a friend. Let me say that Jesus is and can be your best friend. So if you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, in fact, I sincerely invite you, to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you are, pray this prayer with me. But in the midst, if there's anyone who yet to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, raise your hand so that I can see where you are. If you have not received and you want to, and those who are online, if you want to, you pray this prayer as well and then write to me. Alright, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Say this prayer with me to receive Jesus. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I recognize that I am a sinner. I'm sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Shed his blood so that I could be forgiven. You were buried, and on the third day, you rose again. Thank you, Jesus, for being a friend that's committed to save me. I confess my sin before you and men. And now, I open up my heart to receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Everyone say, Amen. So if you have prayed this prayer, I believe you're going to know Jesus from this day onward and be your best friend. But I also do not want to leave you in that manner. If you have prayed this prayer and those online, write to me, because we want to disciple you and to become a strong Christian. Alright, so God bless you. Be a good friend. Tell your neighbor left and right. Be my friend. Today is my turn to give you lunch. In Jesus' name.